Bacardi, Jack Daniels, and Johnny Walker have some new competition. The number of craft distilleries has surged in the U.S. over the past few years. Mom-and-pop entrepreneurs are making liquor in small batches for local customers. And as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, they are thriving, despite tax breaks that favor some of their larger rivals.
Wherever you live, you're probably not too far from a local microbrewery making beer. Well, the latest trend is the spread of what you might call microboozeries. Craft liquor distilleries are now springing up around the country like little wellheads spouting gin, whiskey, and rum. At the Turkey Shore Distilleries in Ipswich, Massachusetts, Evan Parker is opening the round brass door on the top of a 400-gallon copper kettle. Parker boils molasses in this giant kettle to distill what he calls old Ipswich rum.
So you're opening up kind of this porthole kind of...
Yeah, the manway.
It's called the manway because in between batches, Parker has to climb down through this little hole and into the kettle and clean it.
I actually had to measure my hips to make sure they'd fit through there. I'm 36 waist, so...
You might have to stand there. Lose a few pounds there.
Parker's here with his business partner and friend, Matt Perry. The two grew up going to school and playing hockey together. A few years ago, after a clam farm venture that Parker was launching didn't work out so well, his friend called him up and said that he had another business idea.
I was a high school history teacher, teaching locally here. And I knew the history of rum in this area and became sort of enamored with that story.
Perry says in the 18th century, there were more than 100 rum distilleries all along the coast of New England, making rum with molasses that was shipped up from the Caribbean. Perry saw the local food movement all around him, and he thought, why not start a local distillery to make rum? So he called up Evan, and they met at a local pub.
The theme in our lives tends to be, you know, after about two beers, we make wonderful decisions. And after four, they really start to go downhill. So we have about a two-beer...
45 minutes of power thinking.
Yeah.
But the two friends did research. They managed to raise about $300,000 from local investors and friends and family. And they quit their jobs and started the distillery. Around the country, there's a lot of other people making local rum or whiskey or gin. Federal permit data shows that just between 2008 and 2012, the number of craft distilleries more than doubled to 471 of these little microboozeries.
Well, micro distillery. I like microboozery, though. I like that a lot, too. I might have to use that. Thanks.
Kelly Raylene is the founder and president of the American Rum Association, which is for small craft distillers.
We have 14 members.
Raylene also runs her own distillery in San Leon, Texas, and she's got bus tours of people coming by all the time. She's meeting with more and more restaurants and bars who want to sell her rum.
I think a lot of it's people looking for something different. You know, when they find these smaller and being local and being able to actually come here and meet the owners, all that kind of stuff. It's something, it's a lot of times these are higher quality products.
Still, Raylene says when you're small, it's hard to get distribution into bars and liquor stores. Then with rum in particular, it turns out that there's a 100-year-old tax break that favors rums from the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Those would be rums like Bacardi and Captain Morgan. Raylene says that makes it much cheaper for those companies to produce rum. And she says most of her customers don't, of course, know about that.
They just think that Puerto Rican rum's great and, hey, it's cheaper than everybody else. And a lot of that is because of that subsidy that they get.
But despite the challenges, craft distillers are still popping up all over.
Actually, we'll start with a white because that's always a good idea. So as a rule,
back up on the Massachusetts coast in Ipswich, Matt Perry and Evan Parker have lined up a few bottles of their different styles of rum, a basic white rum, a tavern style, and a special reserve that's been aged in an oak barrel for a couple of years.
Got some little darker tones to it. Pulled a little more out of that barrel.
Yeah,
it's almost more bourbon-like, I would say.
And it's actually just the kind of thing to have around when a snowstorm and the polar vortex descends upon New England. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.